Welcome to the Science Update Podcast. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is the podcast for May 10th, 2013.
The Science Update Podcast is produced by AAAS, advancing science, serving society.
You cannot make sense of outside world if your brain doesn't process lines with angles and curves. That's extremely important for putting the world together.
The good news is that we have a mechanism that will protect our ears and help us to not have that permanent hearing loss. The bad news is that when we exceed it, we still get permanent hearing loss.
What is extraordinary to me as a scientist is that in just a session, in just a few hours, their desire to take cocaine was completely wiped out.
This week, could lasers wipe out cocaine addiction? How short-term hearing loss protects the ears? And a tiny sponge that soaks up toxins? But first, Suzanne Bard reports that scientists have identified the brain's number hotspot.
Researchers have pinpointed a tiny hotspot in the brain dedicated to the recognition of numerals. Using a technique called ECOG, which directly records the brain's electrical activity, Stanford University Medical Center neuroscientist Yosef Parvizi and his colleagues determined that this area responds specifically to numeric symbols rather than to numbers that are spelled out or that sound like other words.
We found that this numeral hotspot is almost like an island within a large sea of neuronal populations that are created by nature to process this type of stimuli. The neighboring areas in this particular brain region are all engaged in processing lines with angles and curves.
He says this illustrates how evolution has prepared the brain for rapid learning, since no one has an innate ability to recognize numerals.
You cannot make sense of outside world if your brain doesn't process lines with angles and curves. That's extremely important for putting the world together. So this sea of neuronal populations around the number hotspot is created by evolution and probably exists in monkeys and other primates to process lines with angles. And through education and through experience and through exposure, our brain is molded to become specialized in that particular region of the brain to specially process certain lines with certain angles that have the following three criteria. Number one, they are extremely frequently seen in our daily life. Number two, they are extremely significant. If I mistake one to another, I may get a bad grade in school and buy, let's say, 8 eggs compared to 3 eggs. And the third element is that actually these symbols look very much alike. So I need to have really specialized cells that need to know the difference between, for example, 3 and 8 or 5 and 6.
Parvizi adds that the findings have the potential to help the nearly 25% of adults who have some type of difficulty processing numbers.
Thanks, Suzanne. Handy new sponges can soak up tough spills like snake venom or bacterial toxins, and they're small enough to inject into the bloodstream. Nano engineer Liang Fong Zhang of the University of California, San Diego, has been developing the so-called nano sponges. He explains that certain toxins puncture red blood cells. The nano sponges are cloaked in red blood cell membranes, so they act like decoys and absorb the toxins instead and seal them in. In mouse experiments, Zhang's team showed that the nanoparticles are safe to use even as a preventive treatment.
If they find something bad, they will clean them up. If nothing happened, they just circulate and then they go to the liver.
Because they're made from biologically compatible materials, the liver metabolizes them safely. Zhang's team is now planning human trials. Neil Young, Ozzy Osbourne, and Eric Clapton all made it big in the music world, but like many musicians, success came at a price. They all suffer from permanent hearing damage, probably from listening to the very music they themselves play day after day, year after year. But as Suzanne reports, in small doses, loud sounds may actually protect the ears against damage.
Our ears didn't evolve with rock music, jackhammers, or explosions around us, which is one reason we're so vulnerable to hearing loss. But now, scientists have discovered that short-term hearing loss can protect against permanent ear damage. University of California, San Diego neuroscientist Alan Ryan and his colleagues found that in mice, exposure to loud noise turns on a gene called P2RX2, which causes temporary hearing impairment. Mice without a functional P2RX2 gene don't experience temporary loss, but are more likely to develop permanent hearing loss as noise levels go up.
And what we found was that, in fact, that temporary loss is part of the protection mechanism for the ear, and it's helping the ear to avoid that loss.
But Ozzy Osbourne fans, there are limits. The ear can take only short bouts of loud music before sustaining permanent damage.
The good news is that we have a mechanism that will protect our ears and help us to not have that permanent hearing loss. The bad news is that when we exceed it, we still get permanent hearing loss. So once you lose that hearing in a permanent way, it's not going to ever recover over the long term. It's only going to get worse.
He says the research could eventually make it easier to identify people who are genetically predisposed toward hearing loss.
Thanks, Suzanne. Lasers can wipe out cocaine addiction, at least in rats. This according to Antonello Bonci, scientific director of the National Institute on Drug Abuse. Bonci explains that cocaine-addicted humans have low activity in the brain's prefrontal cortex. His team showed that healthy rats suffer the same effect when they become addicted to cocaine. And remarkably, stimulating that sluggish brain area with lasers reversed the addiction.
And what is extraordinary to me as a scientist is that in just a session, in just a few hours, their desire to take cocaine was completely wiped out.
Although the laser treatment would be impractical in humans, Bonci says a magnetic technique already used to treat depression would be a good substitute. An open question is how long such a treatment would last. Well, that's our show for this week. Next week, what happens when global warming eliminates an animal's camouflage? And why unborn sharks cannibalize their own siblings? Until then, tune into the Science Update Podcast Daily Edition every day, Monday through Friday. You can find it on our website, scienceupdate.com, or at iTunes. You can also check out Science Update's fan page on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. And if you have a science question, give us a call at 1-800-WHY-IS-IT. If we use your question, we'll send you a Science Update mug. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.